true. Oh, by the way, man, I was watching the Johnny Depp trial on Nick's
Yeah.
stream. That
What?
dude, holy fuck, 120,000 people were watching.
Yep. It's
By the
crazy.
way, you do blow out the mic if you get too animated.
Sorry.
Because your normal talking voice is pretty quiet, but then you'll bump a high level and then it kind of blows out a little.
Well, at least I'm not blowing trannies.
I mean,
Used to
I like
have
how
to.
that everyone always says the at least,
Well,
right?
that's the thing, right? Is
At least it's like
As we've discovered, Drex, being a furry is a modifier on anything else, right? You could be a furry diaper fetishist.
Oh God, I didn't even fucking think about writing that shit in my notes. Oh, that's gonna be disturbing to talk about.
Yeah, don't worry, it's in my notes here.
All right.
I think it's called I think I got a note that says furry escalator right down here. I'm looking at it now.
Oh boy. All right, let me hit the intro and we'll get in. Welcome to episode 79 of the MGTOWN Podcast, the only weekly source of the show that brings you fursonas that don't belong on the wall. As usual, I'm producer Tim. Joining me is Mayor of MGTOWN, Drexel. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. It's going to be a great night after Johnny Depp got his vindication, and now we got to bring everyone back down to earth with some fucking degeneracy. So, our resident degenerate guest here is whom?
Just call me George.
That sounds like a degenerate name.
Maybe he's
Well,
Curious George.
Curious George.
By
I
Curious
mean,
George.
Now, George, we're going to get into if you ever went into a monkey costume or not. We'll get into that. But we'll start right off, man. Give us your story as to how you became a not-so-Curious George and ended up in a damn costume, but you're not a mascot.
Unsupervised access to the internet and IRC.
Internet chat relay, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Internet relay chat. Sorry, I got it backwards. But
they got me when I was young. The fandom has actually been quite a magical and interesting place. It does have some darker sides to it, but it has a lot of good sides as well.
So you're just sitting there minding your own business and you stumble upon some content and then you start going down the rabbit hole. Is that kind of how that happens?
Yeah, usually once you discover the rabbit hole, you're gay within 2 days.
Wait, 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 what?
Koopa.
Wait, wait.
I got my eye on you, Koopa.
Wait a minute. How did we go from I was in a chat room, then I was gay in 2 days. What? This is like The Ring. George, you remember in The Ring? 7 days? You're telling me in these chat rooms it's 2 days? And
it
that's
wasn't
it.
The chat rooms. It was the artwork.
George, had you been in a relationship before you had seen or accessed this stuff?
Nope. I was about 15.
Yeah, so Drex, it's always been in my opinion that you don't know if you're gay or straight until you've been in a relationship.
I don't know, man. I was attracted to titties and ass and pussy literally as long as I can remember.
Maybe it's just because you didn't see the right ass.
No, okay, so okay, even when I watched movies, I was always repulsed by the male figure. You see what I'm saying? Like, it was repulsive to me. So, like, okay, so for those of you who grew up in the 80s and 90s, this is back when action and horror always had nudity. You remember those days, George? Like old movies, there was always, especially female nudity, right? Like that was very common in horror and action movies, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
So during that time, it was well known that like if you went to go see, because this is back when movies were hard R. They didn't have this PG-13 shit back then. So hard R meant who is the latest Playboy playmate or hot bimbo that's going to be in the movie. Shout out to Under Siege. She was hot. when she comes out of the cake. So you grow up on these movies, and just when we see the female form, we're like, oh my God. So as a kid, you wanted to get into the game. It sounds like this is all kind of like a twisted version of what George is saying, because it's not like you're so young, George. You're saying you're a teenager now. So what are the images that lead you to, like, you know, have your mind kind of go down further into the rabbit hole?
I could bring them up, and you could show them if you want.
Well, we'll get Susan'd.
We'll get nuked. But is it like stuff from animation? You know, is it fan art kind of stuff?
It was a little bit of everything. It was, do you remember the Robin Hood Disney movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the little fox.
Yeah, that stuff.
Oh, boy. Rule 34, that stuff?
Yeah.
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 Wait, what is Rule 34?
If it exists, there's porn of it.
Oh.
It's one of the rules of the internet, but it's a code word for saying cartoon porn.
Really. Oh.
So think like Kingdom, anything conceivable will have porn drawn of it. There's,
I've seen a
video
dragon
games.
Fucking a car for porn.
But you said what?
A dragon fucking a car.
Yeah.
Who gets off on that?
I don't know, man. I sure as hell didn't.
Now, the artists actually make good money on that kind of stuff. When they do commissions, for the more degenerate the commission is, I think Pixelexia said this at some time, but yeah, there's a lot of money depending if you're willing to kind of sell out your morality.
Yeah, that's true from what I've heard from a lot of people that do artwork.
George, how many artists have you talked to? Because like that'd be interesting to see. Like, you know, you were on one side before, and then you switched, you know, later on to be on the other side, to kind of go back and be like, you know, tell the artist, like, well, hey, man, could you give me some info on to, you know, because how do artists get into it? Is it just simply like the allure of the money that makes them say, I'm going to start drawing some degenerate shit because someone offered me, you know, let's say $2,000 or whatever, right?
Not really. They become an artist for other reasons, but when they see how much money the furry fandom has, they start drawing degenerate shit because it pays more than normal artwork.
The starving artist, right, Drex?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, would you suck a dick for $100?
Well, it sounds like these artists are willing to do it for even less.
Yes. Now,
but George, I do want to ask this, though. How do you go from images to going into furry? Because like, where were the parents at? Did they notice any changes in you during this time?
Not really. My childhood was kind of fucked up. Spent a bit of time in a group home. Rather not talk about that shit. None of this was my parents' fault. They did everything they could to keep me safe. This was all my decision and my poor choices, which actually turned out to be pretty much a blessing down the line. I probably would have killed myself long ago if it wasn't for the fandom.
Damn. Is that a common thing within the community that... two-way street, right? In one hand, you have, is it common that people, let's say in the furry community, or like, let's just say the kink community in general, because I've noticed this within the quote-unquote kink community, you have a lot of people who are, it's almost like a cope, if you will. And then do you believe that there's a lot of people within the furry community that have thought about like the self-deletion?
Yes, there is a lot. Unfortunately, there's a huge trans movement within the furry community. There's also a communist movement within the furry community. And because people are just trolls, there's also a group called the Furry Raiders, which is basically a pro-Hitler group in the fandom.
Oh, wait, so Drex, if you're a communist furry, does that mean I throw you out of a helicopter onto a wall?
There's actually artwork I found of someone being chucked out of a helicopter. Their name was Dio, and the reason they got chucked out of a helicopter was because they got a convention shut down. They said they were going to bring a gun to it or some shit, and the hotel just didn't want to deal with it.
Oh, it's funny, George. I just saw in the chat, Stu says that... It's true, because he says a lot of his artist friends at UCSC paid for college and their dev rigs from furry commissions. So it must be like really lucrative, man.
Yes. Oh, yeah, most people in the fandom, well, I can't say most people, but a lot of people work in the IT sector, and they get paid a shitload.
So that's what they want to do with their money is, I mean, look, you know, it's a free country, right? I mean, whatever you want to spend your money on, but like
OnlyFans,
I mean, doesn't that kind of seem like things. It seems kind of counterproductive though, George, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so I make this money, right? I'm an IT guy. I make my money. And then when someone says, well, how are you going to spend your money? It's like, I'm going to pay an artist to draw all of this. Like, wouldn't you, I don't know, like go do VR or, you know what I'm saying? Like, wouldn't you do other things other than just look at artwork?
Well, yes and no. There's a program on Steam called VR Chat, which people are now paying to have models of their persona made in it so that they can hang out with other people.
Wait, are there avatars furries?
Oh my god, like 2/3 of them are. The rest are all weeaboo shit.
The internet was a mistake, Drex.
I think we've gone back as a fucking civilization, like 40,000 years. Now, George, I got to ask you this, though. When it comes to, like, you know, obviously, you know, the furry community, is there a hierarchy within the community? Because, you know, you were mentioning different groups, right? Like, there's a commie group, there's a, you know, the Hitler group, there's all these different kinds of groups, right? The trans group. Is there a hierarchy? Or are they all kind of like, are there different factions at war with each other within this community?
The best way I could put it would be to imagine it as a very dysfunctional high school. You got your popular furries who basically go to every convention they can. You've got your artists. You've got just every type of group you can imagine there. Hell, we even have our own version of Dave Chappelle.
Damn.
Wait, did someone attack your version of Dave Chappelle?
Oh, I'm sure, too. The ranting griffin's been attacked many times.
Oh, shit.
Okay, nope. So it almost sounds like it's very similar to, neo-Nazi groups, where they always target and recruit loners and say, like, look, we're not going to judge. You have a community here where you can deal with your loneliness. I mean,
that's the thing, though. The groups aren't that extreme. Mostly they just keep to themselves. And, well, that's only a half truth. Crap. I don't even know how to explain this. There are bad groups within the fandom. There are good groups within the fandom. And then there's people that just want to be left alone.
So what's the purest form of the furry fetish? Like the one that's least degenerate. It's just, you know, this is my sexual kink and I'm just going to do it in the privacy of my own home and not make a big deal out of it.
I don't really even think there is a term for that. I think it's just people being people. But if you want purist, the Burned Furs was a group around the year 2000 that basically tried to fight degeneracy within the furry fandom. They didn't last very long, but they did give it their best.
So what in particular were they trying to fight?
Stereotypes would be the easiest way to put it.
Now, I'm glad you brought up stereotypes because in my notes, I ask about, like, you know, common criticisms, right? Like, furries have a certain legacy, let's just say, right?
Yeah, and we earned that, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. Now, I gotta sympathize with you for this reason. You know, when you're like a big black guy, right? There's gonna be all of these stereotypes heaped upon you, right? Like, oh, they're all dumb, they're all thugs, they're all, you know, they got 9 baby mamas and all this bullshit, right? And you're like, yo, you're literally talking about like a small percentage, right? But yet it gets, you know, just the exposure, right? I want to ask you this: what is it that the criticisms in terms of like the stereotypes? What do they get right, and then what do they get wrong?
The biggest thing they get wrong, I always hear, oh, you're a furry, you must fuck dogs, or some shit like that.
Oh, they think it's synonymous with bestiality?
Yeah.
Pretty
much.
Yeah,
I hear that a lot.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Huh.
Because you are dressing up as an animal. The whole idea of a fursona is that it's escapism.
Yes, but it's meant to blur the line, basically anthropomorphic, in between the, you know,
like so like Brian from Family Guy, right? The anthropomorphic animal with human-like features.
I'd like to identify as the car that hit him in, I think, season 16.
But, no, yeah, there absolutely is an association with the and you know what? It's not entirely unwarranted, as we'll learn.
Yeah, there's a group of people on Twitter that identify themselves with a certain symbol next to their name that basically says, hey, this is the type of stuff, well.
Okay. Well, yeah, Drex, you've heard of zoophiles before, right?
I think so.
I know, you know, if you're a follower of Who Are These Podcasts and Dick Masterson, they did a crossover where they actually tore apart a podcast that is for zoophiles.
I'd like to state, though, that these motherfuckers are incredibly rare.
But they do use symbols to kind of ID each other.
Yeah.
So they use the symbols. I'm assuming they're having some kind of relations with animals.
Unfortunately. And one of the topics that has actually gotten fucked up was the one dude who got thrown out of the fandom over this. Kira the Wolf, I believe Tim told you about that.
Wait, so what do you have to do to get kicked out of a furry community?
Piss off over 90% of the people in it.
I may have told you the Kira the Wolf story kind of in passing, but I don't really know a lot of the details. So who's the story Kira the is Wolf graphic, now? Though.
He is basically someone who sexually abused a dog, posted on forums about it, and he got outed. He had a group in Telegram, which is a secure chat platform on the phone, and not only did he get outed, but so did everyone else in that chat room. Several of them actually are in jail for life.
Wait, life?
Yes, because they weren't just doing that type of stuff in there.
Oh, shit. Damn. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to, you know, because I've looked at, like I said, the very nature of the kink community and, you know, all the various things have happened. And it's kind of, you know, I think all of the kink community has fallen along with society because, you know, you're talking earlier how things used to be. And George, do you notice that you can say that about like everything, right? Like someone can say like, hey man, movies weren't always this bad. Video games weren't always this bad. You know, like you just name anything, right? And it wasn't that bad 20, 30, 40 years ago, right?
Bring back nuclear family.
Yeah, right? Well, as society degenerates more and more, right? That means, I want your take on this. What do you think about the subgroups that are a part of the larger society, right? That are, you know, in some ways outcasted. They degenerate more, right? Because like think about it. If someone said, hey, what would have been considered degenerate for a furry in 1992, you know, by comparison of today in 2022, you'd be like, well, that wasn't even that bad. You see what I'm saying? Is that kind of how the furry community has been?
Not really. I think it's always been this bad. With the internet, though, it's just given more places to post this type of shit and show it off.
How many of these people you think are just looking for some kind of attention? Because it seems like the posting kind of goes against. Here's the reason why I say that. Okay, so I want you to think about this, George. When you look at what people are doing, they want to do some degenerate shit, right? Okay, more power to you. But when you're doing something illegal, that's a whole different story. However, don't you find it a bit odd that these people are so quick to want to post a lot, yet the whole nature of the whole furry thing is to be anonymous, right? People, you don't just walk around and people see your face. That's why, hence, a lot of these people have real jobs. They you know, they live in normal society, and then they don a persona when they want to do whatever degenerate shit they want to do.
I'd have to say you're completely wrong about that.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
let me know.
When people go to conventions, everyone, well, obviously not everyone, but a lot of people know each other there. They say hi, they go, they party all night, they just hang out and chill. And occasionally they go to the party floor and they have degenerate sex.
You know, here's the problem, George. Fucking in a costume is a problem. You know what I'm
saying? I never had a problem with it.
Look, man, I know it's hot.
That was actually one of the questions in the chat. Is do those suits have any kind of built-in ventilation?
Yeah, my suit actually has a 40-millimeter fan in the face.
And it does it blow like outside air kind of on your face?
Yep. It's powered with a battery pack. Off?
I imagine those suits must get real rank, too, when everyone's getting all hot, sweaty, and like 20 different DNA yeah. samples.
Oh.
Minimum.
maybe if it's a fox suit.
Oh no. Okay, yeah, so what would you say that what would you say is the spread of the type of animal that you see?
Most popular seem to be foxes and wolves.
Yeah.
Is it based on like gender? Like, is there anything that you can tell about like, let's say gender, like let's say sexual orientation? Like, women tend to go for this one more, or guys tend to go for this one. And this is what you see. You know, when you're talking about, you know, whatever, you know, sex acts are going on. Is it, you know, people who are like, you know, bisexual or pansexual tend to go more toward a certain animal, or is that kind of something you see?
Not really. I mean, 90% of the fandom's either bisexual or gay. So, yeah. I mean, some people
I mean, it
are
almost
chubby
doesn't
chasers.
Matter.
Some people go for twinks.
Well, that's actually going to lead into the dark side of the furry community.
Well, I'm sure grooming is the dark side because...
What? No, 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 no. A twink is a 20-year-old that's super skinny as shit.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I know
yeah.
what a twink
is. Brian Singer had twink parties, allegedly.
Yeah, I know what a twink is, but the reason a twink is so attractive is because of what they look like.
I'm not going to disagree with you because I think you might actually be right about that in some aspects.
Just like Drex, well, we talked about Piper Perry many times, right? And it's like, the petite girl just doesn't do it for a lot of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, now, George, I've had this conversation with guys throughout my life, right? Because as a larger guy, I would always tell people, I said, look, man, this whole allure, like I said, this is just me looking at, you know, from the outside, right? When grown men talk about how attracted they are to, like, overly petite women, you know what I'm saying? Like... Yeah, man, look at it, especially when they look young, right? Like, you know, they look overly young. They look like, you know, girlish. I'm kind of looking at these dudes like side eye, like, I don't know, bro. Like, that chick doesn't even look 18.
That's when you smack them in the back of the head and throw them off the stairs.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Even if the girl is legal, right? So she's fully legal. It's about the look, right? You know, even if a girl, you know, she can show you her birth certificate for all I care, right? And be like, look, I'm you know, 20 or whatever. It's like, yeah, but you look 14. You see what I'm saying? It's like, it doesn't matter what age you are. It's the age that you look. And in this community, obviously, you know, whether it be with, if they got the suits on or off, have you noticed any of that kind of go on or heard of any of that where it's like, there seems to be kind of like a lure with these younger people?
I've heard of it. I've read news stories, but I've never seen it in person. And one of the news stories was actually leading to a, God, what was it? It involved a murder of either two or three people.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait. What's, how did that go down?
Ah, fuck. It was a while back. Let me pull up the article.
Damn. We got fucking furry murders?
Here we go. Shit. Rolling Stone. Furry community shocked after gory triple murder.
So like, what was the context in that then? Like,
A 17-year-old was dating a 21-year-old and a 25-year-old. Claimed her parents had abused her. and the 21 and the 25-year-old basically butchered them.
Oh, they went after the parents.
Oh man, that's
if I remember correctly. Yes.
Oh wait,
there's a lot of cases like that in Canada.
Wait, but you said there's a triple homicide, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who the third person was.
I think they killed the little brother.
Oh shit!
I may know this story. Yeah, Furry HMT is they're saying in the chat. No, Drex, there's actually quite a few stories of like this underage girl dating a college-aged guy, but he's like a, you know, he's a super beta male, pussy whipped simp. And so she's like, oh, my parents won't let us date. And so he breaks into the home, murders the family.
Why do they think that that's going to work?
I don't know, but they're spending the rest of their life behind bars.
Yeah. You get a life sentence for that. So congrats, right?
Although in Canada, they do also sentence the girl for the manipulation.
Yeah.
So well,
she was
one
17.
Saving grace.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
She set this whole thing up, in my opinion. But
yeah, there was one case in Canada, very shocking, where, like a 20-year-old guy dating, I think it was a 16-year-old girl, and she's saying like, oh, I won't fuck you anymore unless you take care of my parents. And so stabs both her parents and her little brother.
Damn.
Who was like 8 years old or something.
Now that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's... Well, I got to ask you this, though, George. What can you tell us about mental illness and the normal mental health and the people that you find within this community? Because earlier you were talking about how, like, you know, a lot of them want self-delete, you know, whether it be childhood trauma, things like that. Like, how many of these people do you believe are suffering from some form of mental illness?
A lot of people are hurting, me included. I'm on some psych meds, but besides that point,
it's... Well, the thing is, mental illness doesn't always manifest visibly. Right? Like, unless you know the person really well or you've seen their medicine cabinet, you don't know.
But you do have people who have cried out for help in the past, such as Tumbles the Stair Dragon.
That's a name?
That was a name given to someone who attempted to commit suicide at Anthrocon. Problem was, he was so drunk he didn't realize the flight of stairs he jumped down was... No, relax. Don't look at me like that.
He was
about six stairs, not staircases, but six stairs up. So he jumped less than 4 feet, basically fell straight on his stomach and started screaming.
Ugh.
Oh, that would hurt a lot.
Yeah, because when you say jump, when anytime someone says jump and stairs, you're always like, that usually ends in some kind of like crippling or death or...
Now, Drex, there's another common way to commit suicide, and it's kind of the unintentional, but the intentionally unintentional suicide where you just do an absurd amount of drugs, and you're like, whatever the fuck happens, happens.
Here you go. I put up an artist's rendering of what happened in private chat.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty big guy. Okay.
Oh, no.
I don't need to show it. It's not that good, but it was a pretty hefty guy. So you fall 4 feet and land on your gunt.
Here's the thing, though. These people are doing this, and obviously, you know, whether it be, you know, so they, you know, they're mentally ill, whatever. George, here's the thing. If it becomes an issue where why aren't people having pride? I think there seems to be like a lot of shame attached to this. Like, why aren't people prouder to be a furry? Do you think it's in societal pressure? Is it familial pressure? Like, because, you know, you're saying that these people want to be this, right? This is what they want to do. More power to you. But it seems like when it comes time to pay the piper, it's like, I don't want to be seen, heard, whatever. And it doesn't sound like there's lots of outlets for help for these people.
There is, but they have to make the first step. There's also kind of a self-feeding cycle where they'll seek help from others who seek help from others who seek help from others, and it basically just becomes a giant turbine of autism.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds terrible for it sounds terrible for like a variety of reasons. And the reason why I put in like, you know, outlets for help is that, like, you know, George, it seems like with a lot of things, right? Like, we're living in a society, I think that I'm sure you would agree, you're seeing cope all around, right? People popping pills is cope, drinking cope, smoking cope, you know, racking up body counts is cope. It's like no one ever wants to address like real issues. And, you know, you're seeing that with, you know, some of these, you know, crazy school situations. And you're like, no one wants to address it. Like, there's a, like you said, there's a lot of people out there hurting. And do you believe that, you know, the furry community could really benefit from, like, basically, like, I'm not gonna say like public shaming, but more like public, like really gaining the ear of the public to find out what is going on. Because like you said, if you say you were 15 and you kind of went down this path, I'm sure there's people who are obviously younger than you that went down the path. And I mean, is there, you know, have you heard about regret, or do people like what they're doing, or what, you know, what is it, the general consensus?
Well, in terms of regret, there's an old joke that says, fuck you all, I'm leaving the fandom, only to come back 2 days later and say, hey, everyone, I'm back.
It's so, people, I mean, is that very common? Like you know, in that community where people say, like okay, so here's what I want to know. What is their reason for leaving, and then what is their reason for coming back?
I don't know either.
Attention.
I mean, I feel like I haven't been a part of the community for a while, but I've definitely been around long enough to see the crazy shit. But here I am with a fox avatar.
It is a cute fox.
It was something I found off Google.
I know. It's just a stock image or a random image, but I just want to pet it. Give it a little floof, rip, whatever. Anyways, moving on. Before I get too deep in that rabbit hole. So is the drug use in the furry fandom, is it very rampant?
Weed include alcohol?
Well, it depends. Yeah. Are they like binge drinking to excess?
In conventions? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Like, cause there's no such thing as classy drunk, but there are levels to getting drunk. There's drunk to escape and drunk to just because you like the taste of your drink.
Right? I will say this. Whenever I go to FC in California, there is on the second floor, which, by the way, they have to fully cover the ground in plastic because people are just puking constantly with the amount of alcohol they're drinking.
Yeah, that's excessive.
Yeah, there's always one room party I go to, and it's the communist room party because those motherfuckers have the best booze I've ever tasted.
They'll share everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? But, damn.
But is there like a lot of, I guess the hard drug usage too. So cocaine, maybe heroin or meth.
Well, I was down in Berkeley about 3 weeks ago to help a friend. He basically lost his guide dog and was going through some tough stuff. First thing I noticed when I got there was a goddamn crack pipe on his table.
Well, maybe Hunter Biden just paid a visit.
Nah, I made him get rid of it before. I told him either you get rid of this right now or I'm getting back on the plane.
Damn. But
it's not a wider problem. That seems like that's more of a specific problem.
If it is a wider problem, either I'm very sheltered from it or I just haven't gotten into the crazy stuff.
Like, what is your take on just like that element that seems to keep being so pervasive?
You mean grown men going after small children?
Yeah. And do you hear from the women's side also? Like, are women going after young frogs? I'm sorry, I haven't heard it from that perspective, but like, does that happen?
I've never heard it from a woman going after a man's perspective, but my opinion is if you're an adult male and you go after a child to do anything sexual to them, including grooming, molestation, or anything of that value, face the wall after you dig your own grave.
Well, of course. Now, here's the thing. We did that show. It was Nick and I. We talked to the diaper fetishist, right? And yeah.
I need a drink.
I know. But hold on now. But yeah, remember though. See, according to him, on the stack, right? He says furries are beneath the diaper fetish because he basically said, like, no matter what there is in life, if you attach the word furry to it, it's now worse, right? Like, if someone says, hey, what's worse, a cuck or a furry cuck? It's like, well, the furry cuck. The diaper fetish guy or the diaper fetish guy furry? You see what I'm saying? It seems like every time you attach furry, he says that basically things get more degenerate. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think that goes, if you just attach a second label to it, it can get worse. I mean, you replace furry with pretty much anything like weeaboo.
Wait, what?
But a weeaboo furry is worse than a weeaboo anything else.
The hell's a weeaboo?
Oh.
Drex is so innocent.
Oh, you sweet child.
I see Kat is listening in the showroom. I think Kat is probably just like, you know, that meme where the guy's head is way away from the computer screen. He's got this really long neck. I think Kat's doing that right now.
A weeaboo is
well,
basically...
go ahead, explain what a weeaboo is.
Weeaboo is basically some dude that jerks off to anime 24/7.
Like, Drex, we watch Redo of Healer, but we're not into it like that.
I don't know. The JoJo series is pretty good.
Oh, fuck.
Well, George, this is crazy. No bullshit. I just had a show with Grimlord a couple months ago, right? And we talked about this because, like, you know, my issue was there's too many guys. And this kind of goes back to what you were saying when we first began. I have an issue with what I'm seeing in culture at large. I think a lot of this is because the dating market has completely collapsed. So the guys who would have gotten dates with women, you know, let's say 20 years ago, now there's no dates, right? And as a cope, guys are staying inside more. That's why when you go outside, you don't see kids playing. They aren't having those normal interactions. So they dive deeper and deeper into anime, hentai, what is it called? Ecchi, whatever that kind of stuff is.
Yeah.
And you know, the problem with this is that these same people, because they aren't getting those natural human to human experiences, right? They're using this as a cope. And do you believe, George, that this kind of like, it kind of corrupts their ability to have normal conversations with other people after watching so much anime?
I think COVID's corrupted a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only reason I started watching anime was because of COVID. There was literally nothing else to do.
Well, it was rough. I do remember, especially in the early days, if you can remember, like, March, April, May of 2020, like, the roads were, like, you know, empty, right? It was, like, this foreboding kind of weird feeling that was going on. And that being said, though, what is it that you think that's causing people to kind of like go down this path? Because, like, let's face it, everyone has access to the internet, right? And yet they're, you know, you're saying that people are going down certain rabbit holes, right? So what is it that's causing people to go down, let's say, the furry rabbit hole as opposed to some other rabbit hole?
I don't know. I really just don't have an answer for you on that.
I think it's a different story for each person that gets into it, right? Like, it's unique to every... The path isn't always the same.
Yeah, that would be one way of putting it.
That's probably the most... like, you know your story, but then everyone else has a different story.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell happened in 2014 at that convention.
Go on.
In 2014, someone decided to chlorine bomb a furry convention.
Oh, shit.
Now, there are two different theories. The first one was a guy was trying to clean his fursuit, and either he fucked up and panicked and threw everything in the stairwell, or it was a malicious act. The guy has never been caught. However, we do have some footage of one individual who's incredibly intoxicated, trying to keep the press away from the dudes in assless chaps. We also have video from the press room of people losing it when they're explained to what a furry is.
Well, you know, so here's the thing, George. I've said this on Nick's show, right? I said, when it comes to the kink community, there's only one person that you can guarantee is going to be front and center and has no regrets, and it's always going to be the bull. Because the furries hide themselves, the cuckolds hide themselves, even some of the 304s, you know, if they don't hide themselves, they hide behind, like, I was a victim, and blah, blah, blah.
What's a 304?
Oh, yeah, these hoes.
Oh.
Yeah. These degenerate thoughts that everyone has already ran through. Like, but if you notice, they try, like, you know, there's always, like, this pervasive shame attached, right? But, like, the one person who literally is out front and center with their face showing, it's the bull. Because, like, from the bull's perspective, there's nothing he's done that is considered like a negative in terms of, like, reputation, right? Like, what do you do? Oh, I mean, I show up to events and conventions and blah, 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 and I just smash. You see what I'm saying? Like, everyone's like, right? Golf claps. But it's like, if you're a cuckold in the corner, it's like no one looks at you with any sense of respect. And let me ask you this. When it comes to furries, have you seen a furry cuck?
I don't think being a cuck is very easy in the fandom, simply because most of the time the relationships are open. So you'll have two or three people. Let me put it like this. The only cuck in the furry fandom is the one who just finished and needs to get snacks before he's reloaded.
Oh, yeah. There's always snacks, man. I tell these guys.
And the Gatorade.
Yeah. You always got to get, you got to replenish, get your carbs, get your electrolytes.
Get some OJ.
Yeah. You don't want that lactic acid getting. I've actually seen dudes cramp up when it was showtime.
You imagine getting a dick cramp?
Yeah, dudes go in there like, oh, you know, George, I'm about to kill it. And then, cramp. From not properly reloading and getting rid of that lactic acid. But, like, you know, I mean, George, describe, like, the, you know, people want to know. People want to get real degenerate. Describe, like, a scene for us, how these furry conventions turned sexcapades unfold.
Gladly. BLFC Pizza last year. Basically, someone on Twitter, I believe, put out a note saying, hey, whoever wants to come to my room and jerk off on a pizza, visit me at, and he gave out the room number. And needless to say, there's a pizza filled with jizz in the hallway for just anyone to take a slice of.
And there were slices missing.
Yes, and there's photos someone did of actually to eat prove it.
Oh, yeah, there's photographic evidence. Drex, you remember the story of Thoughtmiss licking up the baby gravy, right?
Yeah, there's
this guy literally asked for it and ate it on a pizza.
George, we got to ask, why is this a thing? Why does there always have to be that guy, right?
I don't know, man.
Is it a race to the bottom? Is it like,
race to the bottom in terms of sex?
No,
I'm a top I'll hit that bottom.
Sure. I mean, it's a race to the bottom for who can out degenerate everyone else. It's attention seeking at its worst.
No, I don't really think it comes down to that. There's definitely degenerate seeking in there, but it's not like there's a fucking scoreboard or anything.
I can see that. Now, George, we got to ask the question. Where do you get costumes, right? Is it homemade? Is there like a store you go to? How do furries come about even grabbing a costume?
Oh, there is so many ways to get a costume. There are some homemade ones that are just horrifying. I believe Kiwi Farms has an entire thread dedicated to that. Some of the stuff on there is just nightmarish. You have some professional costume makers. The general price can be anywhere from $900 up to $4,000, depending upon how good of a suit you want and whether want a full body or just a headpiece, paws and legs, that kind of stuff.
Damn. Well, how do people wash them?
very carefully.
I assume you, it's probably a wash tub and then hang to dry.
Well, during conventions, the trick is Febreze. You blast that shit with Febreze.
Drex, there should be like a mystery. Like, you know, in any video game where you've been contaminated, and you have to get decontaminated, right? And they just mist you from head to toe with like the spray. I think there should be that at the entrance and exit of every furry convention, but it's just Febreze.
Well, because now
it must stink in there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, George, here's my thing, dude. I remember I was in high school and one of our guys had put on the mascot, right? And he was running around and we asked him, like, dude, how hot is it in there? He was like sweating profusely. He's like, dude, this is the hottest shit ever. So like, I'm always curious how come furries don't pass out from heat exhaustion or a heat stroke?
Well, like I said, many of them modify their headpieces to have a fan in it. There's also a ice chest that was designed. It was actually really clever. What you do is it's like a body thing that wraps around your chest like body armor, and you put ice packs in it to keep you cool.
Hmm.
They're very inventive.
Furry ingenuity.
Yeah.
It actually makes logical sense, man.
Imagine being a furry engineer, like a fursuit engineer.
Oh, I know someone who has definitely taken that title. He has a fully mechanical fursuit, and it is some of the most awesome shit ever.
Yeah, I can see how autism would play a role into something like that.
Oh, he's not autistic, or at least... granted, a lot of people autism. Are on the spectrum, but... No.
It's like I've said, it's the male autism, right? You find the one thing that you want to hyper focus on, and you become the best at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I got to ask you, what do you think is the split, George, between male versus female furries?
Probably around 70-30.
More males then?
More males.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, a lot of the females are the straight individuals. So
I've noticed too in some of the photographs, like you'll get the fatties, of course, but you also have some very gorgeous women who will dress up in fursuits.
Oh, there's that one photo of the chick who worked in the Air Force with this fursuit on. Oh, crap. She's beautiful.
But yeah, wait like, a minute. We're talking like a 7 furs. Or an 8. Right?
Say again?
We're talking like a 7 or an 8. Drex, they have options.
Yeah.
I've never seen a hot furry, bro. I was, George, I was at Matsuri last year, and I pointed out furries to my daughter, and later on, the furry ended up, like, walking by us. And I'm just gonna be honest, man. I said this body looked like molten fucking yogurt, fam. They look terrible.
Well, in his defense, you would look like shit, too, if you spent 5 hours in a fursuit.
No, I'm talking about the actual body physique.
Oh. What year was this, out of curiosity?
This is last year at Matsuri in Houston.
You could possibly blame COVID for that, then. Because I've gained, like, fucking 40 pounds due to that shit.
Mm.
I can't even fit my suit anymore.
I do have a question from the chat.
At
what point do cat girls become furries?
God damn it. Is Awu asking that?
No.
Is Awu
a wolf girl, first of all?
I don't know. Let me pull up the chart. I know I got one around here somewhere.
Oh, he's pulling a TFM. He's got a chart for everything. Oh Drex, yeah. Speaking of charts, I saw a statistic released that through COVID, up to 25% of young people, men and women, are saying that they don't have any sex ever.
Yeah, it's primarily the guys, though. There's been lots of stats about that in terms of guys not getting literally anything, whereas women, I mean, let's face it. I mean, any woman that you know, you can't be a femcel. All you gotta do is lower your standard. You can get smashed as a chick.
Well, if you can't get any and you're a dude, just buy a fleshlight.
Right?
Yep.
Or a doll.
Well, now,
yeah, or
now,
from George, Dollhouse Phil.
Yeah, right. Our man Dollhouse Phil. Now, George, I got to ask you this: has that entered the fray into the furry community? Like, you know, is there are there like fur? You know, when it comes to like furry dolls, is any, you know, is that kind of stuff getting into the general furry community?
There's your generic nightmare fuel, but for the most part, there's not full size dolls.
That'd be some shit.
Tim, do you remember the My Little Pony fandom, the Rainbow Dash char?
Why would I remember that?
Because it was being spammed in Nick's server a while back.
No, I don't remember. I don't recall. I mean, I know what a brony is, but
yeah. I forgot where I was going with this.
Oh well.
Probably.
Oh
for
the well,
best.
The train derails sometimes.
Well, you know what though? Crazy shit though. So George, years ago, I was watching. There's a show that was on Spike TV called 1,000 Ways to Die, right? Mm-hmm. And hilarious show. And one of them was there were a bunch of furries who were getting it on, right?
I've seen the episode. All those people they were not furries. Furries know how to act in a fucking party. Those guys were awkward as shit.
Yeah, this dude, I guess, because the guy was not a part of this community, and I guess he got high on, you know, whatever he was high on, and tried to get with them, and of course they rejected him because, like, you know, who the hell are you, right? And then he tried to get frisky with a real bear and ended up getting mauled. Like, it's like you imagine your fate being like that. Like, because, you know, we earlier we talked about the drug use. Have you, what is the craziest story you've heard about somebody in this community where basically drugs plus furry went wrong?
God, there's so many. I guess Rainforest. Probably Rainforest. That was the convention, I believe, that got permanently canceled after a certain incident that Tim knows about.
That I've forgotten.
The internet historian did an entire piece on it.
Ooh, that one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wait, is that where they're getting interviewed?
Say again?
Was that the episode they're getting interviewed?
No, that's the episode when Diaper Furs basically threw diapers that were used onto car hoods in the parking lot.
George, this is why I'm against anonymity, man.
Well,
I mean, think about it. Okay, what if that hits somebody, right?
Can you get a concealed carry license in that state? Let me check.
I know, right?
Hey, at that point, it's the deadly weapon, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, when it comes to a lot of the situations that I've noticed in the furry community, do you get a feeling that, you know, like I said, this could be also due to anonymity or maybe just they're high off their kinkdom. But, like, do you get the sense that they feel that, like, hey, I can't be held accountable because no one knows who I am, so I can just do anything?
That's in a lot of ways, yes, but that also can apply to anything on the internet. An example would be, you remember the early days of Encyclopedia Dramatica?
No.
I remember Encyclopedia Britannica.
No, not that. Shit, wait, wasn't that run by the guy who yeeted himself recently?
Wait, he killed himself?
Who ran that?
I thought it was some meth head. Give me a second.
Oh, I might be thinking of the wrong person then. Never mind.
Probably. A lot of people have been killing themselves online.
Lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a bad year. It's been a tough year.
It's been a tough few years.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about how the internet has affected furries and all that, right? In terms of, obviously, it brings people together to go to conventions and stuff. But, like, do you think that it's kind of, like, warped the mind and the psychosis of a bunch of people out there who maybe at first they were like, well, I just kind of want to, you know, dress up as a fur suit and have sex, and then it kind of became something else.
That's what happened to me.
Wait, so how does that happen though? Like, how do you go from like one you know avenue down to another?
I really don't remember because this was well over 20 years ago, and most of my memories from then are just blurs of shit. I never abused substances. It's just I don't fucking remember.
Mm-hmm. That's gotta be a scary thought, though, right?
Yeah. Not being able to remember a huge chunk of your life is terrifying.
Damn. Oh, somebody weaves in brony wallpapers. Ugh.
Oh, God. No, no.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, though, George, because a lot of people are going to say that furries are like the absolute bottom of the stack. How do furries view other people within the kink community?
Honestly, I don't think they really give a shit. They're going to do what they're going to do. And if they pass them on the way to do it, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Furries do get dunked on a lot. Sometimes it's deserved, like Cure the Wolf. Sometimes it's not deserved, like, labeling everyone, accusing everyone of doing what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Is getting dunked on by everyone the allure for some? Like, they want to be the enemy, they want to be hated?
Yes. I will outright say it, yes. There are attention whores. I'll admit it.
Are there, would you say, like, the majority of furries are, like, weekend furries, right? They go to the con, they dress up. But then when they go back home, they work their job. They look pretty normal. You'd never know they're a furry.
Well, that pretty much, that's exactly what I do. So, essentially, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, though, George. Oh, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, there's maybe a very small minority that actually wear their persona 24/7. Or fursona, I guess. Or even just the majority of the time. Like, they go out in public in the fursuit.
Yeah, those are pretty rare.
George, I had to ask you, what about, you know, we talk about, like, you know, people have a gaydar and stuff like that. Is there, like, a furdar where, you know, you can just kind of have, like, a little radar on furries that, like, you can size them up and like, I see something. Is there anything that you look for in particular?
Absolutely. Basically, it's subtle noises they make.
Is that where yiff comes from?
Animal noises? Or like, what kind of noises are people making?
Basically, noises like soft murring. And as for Tim, for the yiff thing, that's basically a stereotype attributed to foxes wanting to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That is beyond shitty.
Other than that, you're not wearing any secret ring, like the secret fur ring, right?
No. I'm not wearing anything like a dog collar or some weird shit like that.
Yeah, what do you think about the BDSM influence within the fur community?
As long as they're not hurting anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, BDSM kind of involves a little bit of hurt by definition.
Well, you know what I mean.
Mutual combat.
Yeah.
As long as it's consensual and legal.
Question in the chat. Do they check IDs at fur conventions?
On the party floor, yes, because of the amount of alcohol that's served. Generally, if you're dating anyone and you're meeting them for the first time, let me rephrase that. If you're meeting anyone for the first time before you date them, fucking card them. I don't care if they have gray hair and they look like they're 40 years old.
Damn.
You card them.
So what happens if you don't? Like, what kind of scenarios can you get yourself in?
Jail time. Because remember, if she has a fake ID that says she's 19, but she's 17, you're still going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
What a shitty situation.
So, now, I guess because there's alcohol at these events, I'm guessing, have you seen furries bring their own kids to these events?
They don't bring them for the whole convention. What they usually do is a day pass, and they never take them to the party floor.
Yeah, I think that's grounds for CAS involvement, or CPS, whatever the fuck they call it down there, involvement.
Not necessarily. There is a lot of family-friendly stuff at the conventions. You just have to keep them away from certain panels. I mean, there's stuff like anthropomorphic creative writing. That's a good thing, as long as it's not erotic. There's a lot of LGBT stuff.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah. Well, it's the fandom. Come on.
Well, George, I got to ask you this question. I saw someone put that in the chat. It was Marv. How many of them are feds? Do you think you guys have a problem like infiltrators? It doesn't even have to be the feds. It's people who want to infiltrate.
I guarantee you we've got feds among us. Every community's got feds.
Yep.
And I'm guessing they're just looking for the people who are into the underage stuff.
Good. Then they're doing their job.
Yeah, I guess I'm not opposed to that.
Hopefully they arrest the sick bastards and then they go drop a few Jaeger bombs on the party floor.
Now, I'm always down for a good Jaeger bomb. I don't need a fursuit for that.
What a weird turn of events that just the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, let me ask you this, though. What about the amount of people who are furries that obviously we talk about how they live their normal lives? Are there any of these people who are like, let's say, fathers, mothers, whatever? Do you sort of see that, too?
Those are probably the rarest type of furries. I'm just going to make up an imaginary scenario. Say, imagine I was straight and married, and both me and my wife were furries. If we decided to have a kid, the agreement I would try to make with my wife is basically we're no longer furries until he's in college. Because we don't want to expose him to that type of stuff, lest he go down the same rabbit hole I did.
So there is a small, internalized, I don't want this on, I don't want this to be anyone else. There seems to be that internalized feeling.
Well, the risks outweigh the positive benefits on a lot of things.
I definitely agree with that.
You can get into a lot of trouble.
I was gonna say, that's what I'm saying. What can you describe some of the risks for people in this community?
Mostly, you want me to be honest or do you want me to be funny?
Always be honest.
Mostly STDs and liver failure.
Oh. Yeah, we talked about that in Atlanta, right?
Hey, dude, it's so bad, man.
So, I assume AIDS is a pretty big, HIV is a pretty big concern.
Funny you bring that up. There is a individual named Esaib in the fandom who basically brags about going around deliberately infecting people with diseases.
But that's not illegal in California, Drex.
It is illegal. It's just a misdemeanor, not a felony anymore.
Imagine
which means it's not illegal. Let's face it. It's the equivalent of having three drinks and getting in your car.
True. Esai, if I recall correctly, has also been busted for underage crap.
Oof.
And he's been banned from about 8 different conventions. Dude's got 20 different fucking Twitter handles that have all been banned too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, George, I asked you because it just seems like there's always that issue. You know, is that kind of like a overarching plot line? Like there's always some looking for underage or whatever?
Fucking seems like it.
Now, you can't talk about that without going into a specific type of the drawn stuff that they get into as well.
Oh, God, are we really going to bring this shit up?
Briefly, and then we'll just put it, we'll kill it and put it to bed. But so, Drex, you know that, you know what Lolly is, right?
I think I've heard of Lolly.
So underage girls, but animated. So,
oh, God.
So, I hate to say this, but technically not illegal.
Should be.
Should be. And get on the wall if you're into it.
Yeah, but, what was their fucking excuse? She's actually 7,000 years old and she's a dragon or some shit?
Yeah, I don't care. But there actually is a furry version of Lolly as well.
Of course there is.
Why are you bringing this shit up? I'm already depressed enough as is.
Because there's some very dark sides to this kind of stuff. And it's... Now, just to kind of bring it full circle, how do you suss each other out for this kind of stuff? Like, I assume when you want to go and party and let yourself loose and get into one of these gangbangs, how do you filter out the people who are going to do the weird shit?
You look at their badge. Generally, a lot of the times, people will have a convention badge with their fursona on it, and you can basically take a quick look at it and see if, well, you know.
How young does the picture look?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it kind of makes sense. Damn, though.
Because Drex, like, you have your methods of filtering out people who are going to do weird shit for GBs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I assume that most furries have, like, okay, these are the signs that I look for to say that guy is going to be problems.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you see anything like certain behaviors, like, that shit was weird, you only say that the first time. Then every time after that, you're like, nope.
You're not getting invited back.
Yeah. Damn, George. Like, you know, there are so many, like, facets to the fur community. Like, what would you tell somebody out there that is something that the general public does not know about furries?
There's a certain balance to it. For all the bad stuff there is, there's also good stuff. There are hundreds of charities the fandom has donated to over the decades that mm-hmm. they've been doing conventions. If I were to take a guess, I'd say upwards of probably $5 million donated with all of them combined.
Hmm. Like to humane societies and whatnot? Like, does it benefit animal shelters?
Let me go down the list, actually. I saved a bunch of links because I knew this would come up. Some of them are wildlife companion sanctuaries. Others are dog rescues. Silicon Valley Pet Projects, Wildlife Center, Silicon Valley, the Oakland Zoo. Greater California, German Shepherd Rescue, Therapy Pets, Guide Dogs for Blind. And that's just one of them. Let me go to the European ones.
We don't have to go down the entire list.
Yeah.
But I get the idea. It's mostly like pet charities and humane societies.
Mm-hmm.
What are furries' interactions with like regular animals in terms of like pets and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, I go completely retarded. If I see a dog, I basically just my IQ goes to minus 70 and I'm like, doggy! And I just start petting it.
Now, for the non-degenerate furries, like, they take animal abuse very seriously.
I mean, breaking someone's leg for abusing an animal would probably not be off the table for me.
Mm.
So.
And I'd make sure it's a femur.
Yeah.
You don't want to break a small bone. You want to break the biggest bone.
God.
Yeah, then give it to the dog for compensation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Go ahead, just nibble on this, right?
So, Oh man, this has been actually a bit of a downer episode. We got to end on a good note though, Drex.
Well, I mean, there's lots of good notes. The Johnny Depp thing, I guess, was somewhat of a good note. When it comes to what are the best parts, you know, George, I should ask you, what is the best parts of being a furry?
The friendships you make along the way. They last you forever. The friendships is how I actually got into the tech industry.
So you just struck up a conversation and is that, I mean...
Well, the way it started is a little more complicated. It was in IRC. I was helping a dude do a first-time convention. We all met at the, God, what is it called? Pre-planning. We introduced ourselves to each other, and shit just went good.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. See, those are stories I love hearing. Like, I love hearing people make connections. Even here, you know, some people were like, oh my God, I can't believe you're going to interview someone like that. It's like, I'm, you know, Nick and I have always been in the same boat in that regard. We just don't care, right? We're just like, yeah, I'll talk to anybody. What do you think is the worst part about being a furry?
We get asked the same damn question almost every day.
Mm.
I think that's true for anything, though. Like, anything that's not, that's outside the norm, you're always going to have the same question and the same answer.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
But anyways, well, George, thank you very much for coming in, sharing your
not
story.
Not a problem.
Any final parting words?
Yeah. Although there might be degenerates within the fandom, not all of us are degenerates. Some of us just want to relax and hang out and pretend we're, well... It's one way to get away from our problems as humans. We can pretend, hey, I don't have to do any work today. I'm going to lay on the fucking couch like a dog and watch TV for an hour.
So it's basically like default, right? It's just like not all furries are like that. Like,
Yeah, but when you say not all furries, it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But not as bad as the BLFC pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's still, geez.
Yeah, the pizza is a legend.
Disgusting,
pizza,
man.
Diapers. It's like,
Do you think, Drex, someone, because from what I understand, more than one person actually took a slice of that pizza. Do you think someone like bit into the pizza and then regretted it?
I don't want to be that guy, whoever that guy was.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he vomited.
Yeah, that, I mean, that scars you for life.
You'll never be ordering Domino's again.
Never.
Oh, God. But
go ahead.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, within the fandom, there are a lot of people who've been abandoned by their families because of their sexuality, and they find a family within the fandom. They find friends, they find lovers, and probably they find the next dude's couch they're going to crash on in between conventions.
Oh, I thought that was going somewhere else, but at least you just said crash.
Hey man, nothing's as good as a couch to me.
Oh man, I was waiting for it. I was like, oh please don't go there. I was like, yes, thank God.
Are there Fuda fursuits with like, you know, exterior genital toys?
Oh hell yeah, dude.
So balls or no balls on your furry Fuda?
I'm not answering that, but there are both. I've seen both, and some of the parties they were in were holy shit.
I can't wait till you guys come up with some new furries, like a camel going to Dubai.
Ooh. Oh, that's terrible. We've actually made a few species up. We got like circles and stuff.
So a couple episodes ago, our artist made this thumbnail, but they left blank speech bubbles. And so I had a contest in the Discord for people to submit their funniest, write in your own speech bubbles. So that was one submission. It's Piggly Wiggly time.
Oh, by the way. Oh, you're calling me a degenerate, and you're the one after that guy's feet.
Yeah. But, yeah. By the way, foot fetish. Don't even get me started. By the way, for those listening to the audio only version, it's the meme where the dad walks in with the belt on the son. He's like, "No, dad." Anyway, so it's Drex walking in to hand me an ass whooping, and it's just and then it's me on the floor cowering. So
that's the Amber Heard pose.
Yeah.
Oh God. Amber Heard is fucked. 8.35 million. Holy shit. Yeah.
Hey, could you imagine getting a judgment against you that you don't even, you're not worth as much as the judgment?
Not even that. The jokes about it, that she's going to have to open an OnlyFans and suck dick for the rest of her life to pay Johnny back.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's coming. I mean, shout out to my man, Duke Skywalker, for giving Amber a preemptive role in his next Ghetto Gaggers smut scene.
Oh, that's nasty.
Look, man.
Where's my soundboard?
I'm just saying Amber Heard knew she fucked up when the judge told them to go back and write the damages on the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so weird. I've never
that seen had that to hurt, right? Like, you're sitting there thinking, like, oh, I've never been held accountable.
She just got accountable. It was the world's most expensive shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, it was terrible.
Anyways,
and her poor lawyer. How do you defend against that? Your Honor, my client may have shit on Johnny's bed, but it was in self-defense. He had a mega pint of wine.
Yeah, he wasn't there. It's like...
I can't wait till we get Tug on the show to talk about all of that. Because Tug actually was mentioned in the courtroom.
I heard. Really? They call him like that Umbrella Man, I think. They kind of messed him up a little bit.
So that was... That's funny, but like I said, we'll give, obviously Tug's probably tired from doing that trial, just like Nick was, so we'll give him a week, but I'd love to have Tug on the show to talk about that.
Well, hold on, George, is there a furry unicorn that people search for?
You mean like the perfect furry?
Probably.
Or like a literal unicorn.
There's got to be a fursona that's a unicorn. There fucking has to. I haven't heard of one, but statistically, there fucking has to be one.
Yeah, it becomes the law of averages, right? Just like the numbers. You're like, yeah, they have to exist.
Mm. And of course, there's porn of it if it does.
Yep. So, not going to go, not even
there always is.
Not even going to entertain it.
Yep. Oh, by the way, Drex, I'm going to do for you what I did to Nick a while back. Tim, do you remember that beautiful photo I commissioned of Nick?
Yep, I remember.
Drexel, what would you like your fursona to be?
My fursona, I'm going to say a lion.
So be it. I'll commission one and have you drawn as it.
Solid.
See, Drex has some of the best art, like the picture behind him with on the throne.
It almost looks
like every time I see that picture, it almost looks Charlie Angel style.
Yeah, poor Ron.
What do you mean, poor Ron? Nothing has happened to Ron that he did not deserve.
Look, they
same with Ralph.
Really peeking around. Oh yes, Jesus, Ralph.
Believe the shit he's going through.
Do you know, I thought that was a joke.
Oh no, he got roasted by a fucking VTuber who was pretending to be a rabbit.
I just sigh at the same time.
George, it was so, I'm not joking, it was so bad I thought that someone had like edited that in, right?
Well, you know, he did go to vacation to the same place twice. And now he's gotten his ass kicked in the same place twice. I'm wondering, are people going to band together and pay for a ticket for him to go a third time?
Oh, you know it's going to happen. There's going to be a GoFundMe.
I'll donate to that.
By the way, your wife says she appreciates you staying in the cat species.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Baldo?
Oh, I think we can out-degenerate you.
George, look. This is the ball dildo. Your ball.
Oh, come on!
That's right. Fucking furries over here disrespecting the Baldo. Look, George, order the Baldo at your next furry convention.
Oh, I can't. I can't, man. I'm still trying to get enough money together to order a fursuit commission from Dollhouse Phil.
Nice. I know that'd be awesome.
Yeah. It's going to cost a fucking arm and
a leg.
Yeah,
I know. I know, dude. It's kind of crazy. It's still cheaper than actually having a cohabitation mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you still got to clean it out.
I know.
God damn it, I got dogs barking in the background.
Oh, that's what the hell that was.
They always bark at me.
Yeah, well, just chuck some biscuits or something over the fence. At that.
A biscuit.
I ain't chucking anything over the fence. It's a pit bull.
It's a...
Oh, they're always friendly.
Yeah.
Try to pet the pit bull.
Yeah, right.
You colored people, right, Drex? They're always friendly to colored
people. Yeah, they're always friendly. Yeah. You just go over there like a Doberman. Yeah, they're good, man. They're good, bro.
Yeah, the Doberman's fine. Shepherd. It's the cat that's fucking insane.
Oh, no, don't worry. They attack us, too. Believe me, we don't get a fair shake from any of the animal kingdom. Oh, wow. Everything attacks us.
Being in the furry fandom is plus 10 for reputation. Animals are more friendly towards you.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, that's a question that we'll get you out of here with. Have you or other people you know, just in general, like, deal with animals while in the suit? Like, here you are, you know, let's say you got a dog and you're in a cat suit or a fox suit. Do animals react to you?
Oh, hell yeah, they do. They freak the fuck out. Because think about it. They're seeing something that looks like them that's five times their size.
Yep.
It's like putting a cucumber behind a cat.
Oh, God. Letting a cat eat a popsicle. Those motherfuckers get brain freezes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a whole set of YouTube videos on it. The cats just freeze. They're like, duh.
I assume anything with a bundle of nerves on the roof of their mouth, because that's how you get a brain freeze. I assume anything that's got the same similar, you know, sensitive spot in the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, just Google cats eating ice cream and you'll see it.
Cats eating ice cream.
Well, they do love milk, right? So, of course, they'll eat it way too fast.
Yeah, and after they get a brain freeze, they'll go right back to it.
Of course. Isn't that great?
Cats are the most fundamentally broken creatures on the planet.
Oh, man. Pussies never learn.
Oh. And on that note, George, anything you want to shill or plug before we get you out?
No, I don't really shill. I just do what I do. I have no social media. I have no online accounts. I really don't even have a Google account.
You ain't missing shit.
No. I know I'm not. And I don't even have a Facebook. I don't know how I dodged that bullet.
Yeah, like
I got
duped.
Did get Drex on Twitter. That was fun. By the way, if you want to hit up Drex on Twitter, just at @real_Drex on Twitter.
Nope, it's been good. Drex, hope to see you again soon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll have you on definitely for some random degeneracy stream that we've done. We'll have to get a part two. But yeah, we'll definitely have you back. But George, thanks for coming on, man. It cleared up a lot of things because you know what ends up happening is certain people, let's just call them like the more fringe types, you know, fringe kinks or whatever, they kind of get demonized or ostracized without any form of understanding. I mean, obviously, I mean, look, we all know that furries go against the wall along with diaper fetishes. You know, it is what it is. But at least you'll get like a good bulletproof vest going against the wall.
No, all I could ask for is aim for the head on me. Make it quick and painless.
Right?
Yeah, you're really good please, one. Please don't, you get
don't,
a headshot.
Don't kneecap me. Don't kneecap me.
Use a 308. Use my own rifle against
you. Right?
All right. On that note, everyone, we'll see you next week. Until then, stay frosty.
Stay toxic, Kings. Peace out.